brown trout are gearing up for the spawn and whitefish will soon be working over the eggs. We're picking patterns for greater success next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Don't let your next family outing end in tragedy. Don't drink and ride. Driving an OHV under the influence of alcohol is no different than driving your car under the influence of alcohol. Law enforcement officers will be out checking riders and operators of OHVs. You could end up seeing jail time, loss of driver's license, the same stiff penalties that apply to operating a car. This message is from the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Ride responsibly.
Aggressive browns and whitefish await in the rivers. David Richards, with Sportsman's Warehouse, picks up a few egg patterns.
For success, I wouldn't stand right on top of them. I'd generally try and fish them from below, or if I have to fish them cross stream, yeah, I would definitely be down and crouched or on my knees in a low profile or alongside a tree or brush or something to just help disguise you a little bit, and that should generally give you better success. One of my favorites right now are some of these gummy eggs that you can buy. I think, you know, companies like Rivers Wild makes them. They're really easy to just slide on the hook. You can get them in a number of different colors and sizes. So they seem to be a little more durable than glow bugs, but glow bugs are definitely good. I would go with an orange or maybe a light pink. Orange is definitely the more popular color, but sometimes those pinks can do well also. Probably a 12 or 14, not very big. Trout eggs are rather small. They're not real big like the salmon eggs are, so I wouldn't go too big unless you were doing a cluster of eggs. You'd go a little bit bigger on that. Yeah, they like to eat those trout eggs, so especially on the Weber, you'll do really well with the whitefish generally trailing an egg behind a red or even just through a good riffle. They'll usually hit those pretty well.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.